We're up to Pei Aleph Amud Beis Mishnah. Nitma Sholei Marubo. If most of the carbon became Tomei, or all of it, then Sharpen also Lefnei Habira Me'asei Hamaracha. And the halacha is you burn it Lefnei Habira, which is in the Mikdash, from the Atzei Hamaracha, and you use the wood that's put aside for burning Korbanos on the Mizbeach. Nitma miyuto v'hanosa, if only a miyut of the carbon became tarmi, or the regular nosa that's left over from the carbon, sarfen also v'chatzroseyan o agagoseyan mi'atzi atzman, then that's not burned in the mikdash, that's burned wherever they want to burn it, in their own yards, on their roofs in Yerushalayim, and they have to use their own wood. Hatzikonim sarfen also v'fnei habira, v'shpil lehanos mi'atzi amarocha, the cheap people don't want to use their own wood, so they burn all karbanis, all the karbanis that became tameh, lifnei habira, in order to benefit from using the atzei hamarocha. Rashi, nit misholim aruba sorfenos lifnei habira, kol hamikdash kulo kori bira. The whole mikdash is called bira, so in front of the Beis HaMikdash, with more than the first time. Nit miyuto, v'chein noser shol pesach tohar, if only a miut of the carbon was tameh, or what was ever left over was noser, and had to be burnt. Hatzikani matzronim, kolomer shein soriayin, selfish, cheap people. Sarfen also es ma'at shenitma v'yasam noser, they also are sorate even a miut that became tameh, or noser, lefnei habira, and they also use the atzei hamarocha. My timer, what's the reason that we make him burn it, the carbon became tameh, most of it, right, all of it, that we make them burn it in the mikdash and from the atzei hamaracha, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina k'dei levaisha. Since they let the carbon become tameh, we want to embarrass them that they shouldn't do it again. So this way they have to do it publicly, they have to burn the carbon publicly, people know that they let their carbon become tameh. Nitma miyuto, v'raminu, v'chein mishiyotzim Yerushalayim v'nizkar shiyesh biyado basar kodesh. Person remembered he was leaving Yerushalayim and he had basar kodesh in his pocket. And now it's going to be possible to yotze. But it's only a miut of the carbon now, it's becoming possible. Im avar tzufim sarfo b'mkomo. If he already passed by tzufim. Rashi learned tzufim is a name of a place on one side of Yerushalayim that from there you can see the mikdash. And Tosfos learned tzufim is everywhere all around the mikdash, from where you can see it last. It's not the name of one specific place. Then you burn it where you are. The imlav chozer v'sarf lefnei habira me'atzei hamarocha. If not, you go back and you burn it in the mikdash and you use the atzei hamarocha. So here you see that even if only a portion becomes possible, you have to go back and burn it. If you haven't left tzufin, you have to go back and burn it me'atzei hamarocha. And the Mishnah says that if a portion of the carbon became tameh, or no, sir, you burn it wherever you have want. Rashi, v'chein mishiyotza perikei l'ovim. Shiyesh but biyado basar kodesh, v'ari pasal biyotze. Now, he's already left Yerushalayim, the basar's pasal. So, v'im makam shiyochol liros misham habira. Misham v'hola ein yochol liroso. The place where you, from there, you can see the mikdash, and past that, you can't see it anymore. Sarfo b'mkomo, lo hitrichu ulachzor l'sarfo Yerushalayim. They weren't matriachim to go back and burn it in the mikdash on Harabayis. Ho'el kvar nisrach ekharbi, since he's far away. The afagav the kaimel perikol shah to the mokam achilas kodshim shom sreifasam, the mikdash ba'esh tisarev, nibakodesh ba'esh tisarev, even though we learned that, what's it called, that lechatchila, you have to burn kodshim in the mikdash, because it says ba'kodesh ba'esh tisarev, but here, b'diavad, if you left, they weren't matriachim to go back. Chozer v'sarfo, alma miyuto, shenitzal me'atzei hamarocha, no misartina. We see from here that if you didn't go too far away, you have to go back and burn even a mixus of the carbon that came possible from in the mikdash me'atzei hamarocha. And in the Mishnah it says that if a mixus of the carbon became possible, then you burn it wherever you want and use your own wood. Omer Rav Chama Baruch v'lo kasha. Kan bach sanai, kan bebal habayis. Rashi, kan bach sanai, shein lo etzin. The guy's a guest. He doesn't live in Yerushalayim. So he has no wood of his own. So for Me'atzei HaMarocha, then we allow him to burn it. Me'atzei HaMarocha, what's it called, even if it's only a portion of the carbon that came to me. U'masnisim v'balabayis. And the myth, the Mishnah is talking about a balabayis who lives in Yerushalayim. He has his own wood. And therefore, only if the whole carbon became tamei, we let him burn it in the make him burn it in the mikdash, and we let him use the atzei amarocha in order to embarrass him. But if it's only a mikdash, then go burn it with your own wood. Rav Papa Amar Hava Habachsanai. Both are talking about a person who doesn't have his own wood. So really, mikra, then we should let him burn it in the atzei amarocha. Kan shehichzik baderech, kan shelo hichzik baderech. On the other hand, if he already is machzik baderech, we're not matriach him to go back. Right, shechzik baderech lo itrichu lachzer al etzim kiriktoni v'chein mishiyotza alma dehechzik baderech haskinon. If the guy stands sitting in his house, right, there's three madregas here. This guy is sitting in his house. There's a guy who started on a journey but didn't get past tzufim, and the guy who already is past tzufim. If he's past tzufim, so then he burns it wherever he wants. We're not matriach him to go back. If he's sitting in his house, then it depends. If he's a balabayas, go burn it with your own wood. If you're an achsanai, you don't have your own wood, then even if a mixus of the carbon is tarmei or pasul, go burn it by the bira and you can use the atzei amarocha. And if you're machzik b'derech, if you're not sitting in your house and you're an achsanai, then go look for wood and burn it yourself, right? But if you're already machzik baderech, you're traveling, even and you haven't passed tzofim, and you're a guest, so you don't have your own wood, then they, what's it called, warn matriach him to go look for wood since he's traveling, and there, since he hasn't passed tzofim, we let him use the atzei amarocha. Go back to the mikdash and burn it with the atzei amarocha. Rav Zvid Omar la'olam kedomer mikor. Rav Zvid said, no, the answer is, like we said before, Kan b'achsanai, kan b'balabayis. The major difference is achsanai and balabayis. The afal gav lo hichzik baderech, right? And even if he hasn't started traveling, he's not sitting in his house. Kiven, the lesle asu ketzikonim. Since he doesn't have his own wood, so they made him like the tzikonim, they were matur him to burn it from the atzei hamarocha. So Rav Zvid argues on Rav Papa that an achsanai never has to use his own wood, whereas Rav Papa says an achsanai who's not traveling, who's still staying in the hotel in Yerushalayim, has to use his own wood. Rashi Rav Zvid k'Rav Chama mokim la. Rav Zvid v'ad Rav Papa polig. Rav Zvid holds like Rav Chama that the major difference is balabayis and achsanai, and he argues on Rav Papa that an achsanai who's not hichzik baderech has to find his own wood. And Rav Zvid holds, you know, even an achsanai who's not machzik baderech doesn't have to go look for his own wood. The Yoiv Tamil Milsad Rav Chama explains Rav Chama why there's a difference between achsanai across the board doesn't have to look for his own wood, and the balabayis does. The kivin the lesli eitzim asu ketzikonim the hechzik baderech the tani masnisim ashmin and chazora nakatla along with shumeitzim. The halach of Herzik Baderech, whether you pass Tzufim or not, is only legabi, you have to go back and burn it, what's it called, Lifnei Habira. But the fact that you can use Eitzim, Yatzei HaMarocha, that for an Achsanai is always mutter. The Huadin Lelo Hirzik, even if you weren't traveling, you still can, what's it called, use the Yatzei HaMarocha. Okay. Isnan, what was Tzikonim? The tzikonim, the cheap people, used to always go and burn it by the mikdash to be able to use the wood of hektish and not their own wood. Tana rabbanan, bo the sorfa the chatzoseihem a meatzei amarocha ain shomelahem. If they don't want it to burn it lifnei habira, they want to burn it in their own backyard, but they want to use the atzei amarocha, don't allow them to do that. Litzmei habira me'atzei atzmon in shomlehem. If they want to bring their own wood and burn it where everybody's burning it in the mikdash, we also don't let them. The Gemara says, Bishlom me'atzei hamarocha b'chatzoseihem in shomlehem, then with paishun minayu v'asu b'huli de takol. We don't let them take the atzei hamarocha to their own backyard and burn the kachim with that, because we're afraid they'll be left over and they'll use it for their own purposes. And that wasn't mutter. It's only mutter to burn kachim with. If a guy wants to bring his own wood and burn it by the mikdash, why don't we let him? Because we don't want to embarrass the people who don't have their own wood and make use of the atzei amaracha. It's going to come out, there's two classes. The person who has his own wood, and the people never chapur, they have to use the atzei amaracha. So we make everybody use, if you're burning it by the mikdash, everybody has to use atzei amaracha. Rava amar mitnei achshad. And Rava says no. The reason is because we're afraid that people, if the person brings his own wood, then when he finishes burning, whatever's left over he's going to take home. And people are going to be choshed that he's taking home atzei amaracha. So in order that there shouldn't be any chshad, everybody has to burn it from atzei amaracha. Might be now, what's the difference whether it's mitnei achshad or mitnei natumi mavayish? He brings wood that's not possible to burn on the mizbeach. It's the kind of wood that he never used, so people know it's his own wood. So then there's no chshad. But on the other hand, we're still embarrassing the people who don't have their own wood. Okay, Rashi. Ball the sword, fucking the first time. Lidei takola, lehonos mehen hano acheres. If we let him use atzei marocha in his house, if the wood's left over, he may forget and use it for other purposes. The hanozu enbo me'ila, the tenai bezenu. The amanaske makdishin also. It'll be a takola, this the hanoa of burning it for kachin, the late Beis Din was masna. The Beis Din said that it's not kodesh on that for those conditions, but for anything else it is. Mishum chshad shela achar sreifosa machzirin moser ha'etzim atol beisa. Chshad is we're afraid that they use the extra wood to bring it home because it's own wood, and people will think that he's taking home the atzei hamarocha. V'haroeh chosh dam begon ve'atzei hamarocha v'nehen mehen. Kani v'chir yusa kani v'chario shel deko. Branches of palm leaves. They didn't use those to burn on the mizbeach. The shikalim hain, the nisrafim maher. They burn too fast. They're not good logs to remain on the mizbeach to make coals. The ein eish hamarocha miskayemes bohen. Mishum chshad leka, ava mishum bo shesika. Okay, tnan hosam. Rosh hamaymin, ho yamaymin esatmeyin al shar hamizrach. The rosh hamay, the kohanim, who became tamei overnight. So in the morning they would line them up b'shar hamizrach. Rashi tanan hasan echas tamid rosh ha'maimid ha'mamun al kach maimid es atzmeim shal beis ab b'chol boker b'shar hamizrachi k'nisas kolav maharabayis. Rashi learned shar hamizrach was the what's it called, the entrance, the eastern entrance to the beis to the harabayis. The Rambam learns that it was the eastern entrance to Ezra's Noshim, because until Ezra's Noshim all of these tamayim were allowed to be. Only in the Azorah they weren't allowed to be. So kedei levayishon shalom nizarum letame. So it was my time. Why do we line up the kohanim who became tame in the morning? Why do we line them up? On Rav Yosef kedei levayishon to mevayish them. They should be embarrassed that tomorrow they shouldn't do it. Rava Omar v'tnei achshad. And Rava said the reason is because of chshad. People see that they're not, they didn't show up to work. It's their mishmar. It's their day to work, and they didn't show up. So they'll be choshed that they did it because they went to work. They didn't want to waste their time from working to work in the Beis HaMikdash. And they won't know that they were Tamei. This way, everybody sees who's Tamei. They know that they're not working that day because they're Tamei, not because they skipped and went to work. My binayu, ikibinayu mefanki, inami de kogodl shishura. So Rashi learns, Rashi, they knew they had to do avod in the Beis HaMikdash the next day. It's their turn, and they became tamei. They should have been more careful. So we're mevayish them that they shouldn't tap it again. The chshad is that people shouldn't be choshed that the reason they didn't show up to do the avod is because they went to work. People see them and they'll know that they're Tamei. What's he doing over here? Lachar has nothing to do with our sugya. It has to do since we had a machlokus before mitnei achshad or mitnei habusha, right? Here we have a similar machlokus. מפנקי הכל יום שבטלם הם מן המלאכם ואין מניחן עבוד בני מלאכתם מפנקי are people who don't work anyway very fussy people so they know that they didn't skip the avodah to work because they don't work anyway תהני משום חשד לכה so there's no חשד ואין צורך להעמידם שם ולמען דומר כדי בבי שם צורך the Rambam the Lech HaMishnah says learn just the opposite מפנקי are people who are so careful about their own things that there's no, what's it called, there's no busha. They don't have any busha. Right? They're more concerned about their own physical needs than busha is not an Indian by them. And the same thing goes, ninomi de kogodla shishura, mafshile chavoli, people who, what's it called, make rope. She umnes kala, uschore ma'at, very cheap labor. So they don't make too much. They're not going to miss the avoda to go make a few pennies making rope. The Rambam learns just the opposite. That these people, since they have a very an umnis kala, they're also not people that are care about their busha. It's a busha to have such a profession. And therefore, what's it called? They're not mavuyish. So busha wouldn't apply to them. But the chashad would apply to them. Okay. Come on. A Pesach Shiyotza or Shinitma Yisorek Miyad. If the Korban Pesach was Yotze or it became Tamei, so the Korban itself became Tamei, and here it doesn't have to be all of it, a portion of it, the portion that becomes Tamei, so you will burn it immediately. And the last mission discussed where you burn it and what you use to burn it. Here we're just talking about the chiyuv of burning it, not where and with what. Nitmu HaBailim or Shemesu. If the bialim became tamei, before you, what's it called, were able to eat it, and now there's no one to eat the korban pesach, so the korban pesach now is pasul, right? Or the bialim became tamei before zrikas hadam, whatever. Oshemesu, where all the bialim died, right? There's a whole, all that chabura died, so there's nobody to eat the korban. The korban's pasul. Then, since the psul is not in the korban, the psul is only indirectly in the korban. The psul is in the bialim. To Ubar Tzura, so the Yisorek B'Shishasa. Then you have to let it have Ibar Tzura. Rashi learns Ibar Tzura is leave it overnight, but you can't burn it the next morning because it's Yontif. So you have to wait till the next day. And you can't burn it at night, so you have to wait till the 16th and burn it in the daytime of the 16th. Rav Yochanan in Brokomer, Avze Yisorek Miyad, Lefishen Lo Ochlin. No, like Korban Pesach, since the Ikar of the Korban is to eat it, even if the psul is only the bialim and there's nobody to eat it, it's as if the korban itself is pasul and you burn it immediately. You don't need ibur tzura. Normal korbanas, you need ibur tzura if the psul is in the bialim. Korban pesach, since the ikur is eating, it's like a psul in the korban if what's it called, if there's nobody to eat it. Rashi, ha pesach shenit moshi yotze yisorek miyad bar basa. Right away then, on erev pesach, you burn it. You're not to wait till the morning of the 16th to burn it. Ibar Tzura, Rashi learns, is one night. You leave it, lina, one night, and then you burn it. But you can't burn it the next morning, it's yontif, the 15th. We learn later on that you can't burn kodshim on yontif. So therefore you wait till this morning of the 16th. You don't burn it at night, you have to burn it in the daytime, and you burn it in the daytime of the 16th. Nitmu abayla moshe mesu, de'em psula b'kufo. If the reason the korban is pasul is because the bialim all became tamei, or they all died, de'em psula b'kufo, elam machmas dover acher, she'em b'okum, there's nobody to eat it. So the korban now is pasul. Comes out, it's now, ain lo menuyim, and there's no okum. So you're going to burn the korban, it's nothing to do with it. Then you have to wait till Ibar Tzura. The Rabbeinu Hananel, we learned already, holds Ibar Tzura is until it's not edible anymore. You let it get farshimmeled past the time that you can't eat it anymore. In other words, it's no sir, or it's mamish not edible. It becomes farshimmeled. Because the reason that have to have Ibar Tzura is since the psul is not beguf hakorban, so we're afraid that Eliyahu will come and tell her that something's okay and you could eat it. So until the time comes that you can't, the chlau physically can't eat it anymore, then you have to leave it. So a korban that's eaten 2 days in a night, if it doesn't become farshimul before that, you have to leave it for 2 days in a night before you burn it. Okay, when it says, Bishlom etame ksiv, la'basra shiga b'chol tame lo ye ochel bo eish yisore. Right? How do we know that the burn kodshim the chlau? So Tomei, it says Beferish. What do you do with a korban that's Tomei? Habasar shiga b'chol Tomei lo yeyorchil bo'esh yisar. Burn it. Ele yotzei minol. How do you know you have to burn yotzei? Right? The korban was yotzei chutz l'mechitzoso. Kotchei kedoshim went out of the Azorah. Or kotchim kalim went out of Yerushalayim. So now it's possible. How do you know you burn it? D'chsiv hein lo huva es dome el ha-kodesh p'nima. Where the pasuk says like this, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Aaron and his sons, why did you burn? Moshe Rabbeinu found that they burnt one of the korbanos that they were supposed to bring by the Meluin, by Shmini Lemeluin. And we'll see which korban it was, Machlokas, in the Gemara, Machlokas Rishonim also, but which korban exactly. So Moshe said to them, Lemaisa, why did you burn this korban? If the dam, the, one of the reasons you burn a chatas, is if you take the dam of the chatas and you bring it in, a dam that's supposed to be nizrek bachutz, and you bring it inside, any chatas where the dam is brought inside is burnt. Those are chatos hanisrofos, sirim hanisrofos. Any, right, so if by mistake you brought the dam of a regular chatas inside, you have to burn the chatas. Amar lo Moshe le'Aaron, madu lo achaltem es hachatas? Why didn't you eat the korban chatas? One of the, was either was a chatas nachshon or chatas rosh chodesh. It was rosh chodesh that day. They brought a chatas for rosh chodesh, and also chatas nachshon's korban also had a korban chatas. So one of those korbanos they burned. Question is why? Shem enichnas dom lefnai v'lefnim. Amar lo mas. He said, maybe by mistake you brought the dam inside the Kodesh HaKodesh, inside the Heichal. And then the halacha is that any chatas, by mistake, you bring the dam inside. Or a chatas where the halacha is, you bring the dam inside, you burn it. Now either it's, and that's the halacha, you burn it, or you burn it because you made a mistake. So he said, no. Omer lo shem achutz l'mechisasa yotza. Or maybe you burnt it because it went out of the Azara. Chatas is kodesh kedoshim. If the meat leaves the Azara, it's possible. Maybe it left the Azara. Omer lo lav. Bakodesh haisa. Right? It was still Bakodesh. It was in the Azara. Omer lo, I Bakodesh haisa, the hein lo huva es doma lakodesh pnima, madua lo achaltem osa. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, since it remained Bakodesh, it wasn't Yotze, and you didn't bring the dam into the Heichal, then why didn't you eat it? Why did you burn this carbon? Michlal ti inafki, Inomi Ayel Doma Lifnim Basrefahi Mashma, that had they yes taken out of the Azara or brought the dam into Kodesh or into the Heichal, that they should have burnt it. So we can infer from here that a korban that was Yotzei Chutz L'Mechitzoso, right, it wasn't Bakodesh, is Ba'esh, the story. Rashi. Shema Nichnas Doma El HaKodesh L'Chaper Beheichal V'Nitzala. Maybe you brought the dam inside the Heichal thinking you're going to put it on the Mizbeach HaZohav instead of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, outside. That's what happened, then I understand why you burnt it. Shema Chutzla Mechitzasa, Chutzla Azora Yatzasa. Umikri Yaseira Darshila, Delo Itzrich Penima, Elohacha Boy Minayu Beresha. What's it called? He asked him first, Shema Yatzasa, maybe it went out of the Azara, Velohoisa Pnima, Dim Kane Hu Yafasisim Shisaratim. Pnima Hoisa Velo Yatsasa, Holamanu Shim Yatsas, Hoyolo the Sarfa. We can infer from here that if it had gone out of the Azara, then it was good that he burnt it. Moshe only had a time because it didn't go out of the Azara. Okay. So from here we learn that Yotzei is also, you have to burn it. Not necessarily you have to burn it immediately. But we learn from here at least that you have to burn it. And what it says, the reason they burnt it is because no one's allowed to eat it. Even though the Rabbanu Shlom said that a Kohen Gadol, is Makriv Baninus, and therefore Aaron was allowed to bring these korbanos, but Lemaisa, not to eat them. To bring them, yes, but not to eat them. Okay. As the Gemara says, that pasuk that we had before by Tomei, which was Habasa Shiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yeyorchel Be'esh Yisarek, is talking by Shlomim, by Kodshim Kalim. So if by Kodshim Kalim you have to burn it, if it became Tomei, Kodshim by Kodshim Kadoshim, if it became Tomei, you have to burn it. But Eliyotze, but Yotze, we just learned from Chatas. Chatas is Kotche Kedoshim. So I know a Chatas that went outside of the place where you can eat it, in other words, went outside the Elazara, has to be burned. Right? Ashkechon Kotche Kedoshim. Kotche Kalim and Olin. Right? And, but that's by Kotche Kedoshim. Maybe only by Kotche Kedoshim you have to burn it, not by Kotche Kalim. Rashi. Nitma v'habosar sheyigag abeshlovim ksiv v'kolch gen kotshe kadoshim d'chamiri ele yotze b'chatas ashbichon d'kotshim kalim in olim d'matzrich lei tana d'masnish and sreif ele yotze d'pesach. Pesach is only kotshim kalim. We said that same halach applies to korban Pesach. If it's yotze, you burn it. How do you know you have to burn kotshim kalim? If they're yotze, maybe only kotshe kadoshim, since we learned it from what's it called, from a chatas. Okay, the su hodetanya lon doma. Right, we also have a brisa that says that if the dam stayed overnight, or nishpach dama, or the dam got spilled out, or yotza dama, chutz l'kloyim, or if the dam went outside the kloyim, which is the same thing as going outside Yerushalayim in the time when the mikdash was mikdash, when the mishkan, the kloyim, where the kloyim of the chotzer hamishkan was like the harabai, like Yerushalayim. The kaimalon b'sreifa, menolim. How do you know that all of these things also need sreifa? Maybe it's only if the animal itself went outside, the basar itself. But how do you know if the dam was yotze, or the dam was yolin, not just the basar? How do you know then that the basar also you burn? Right? Now it's only possible because of the dam, not because of itself intrinsically. Rashi, nishbach, dama, dein, kanzrika. The whole dam got spilled out, there's nothing to be zorik on the mizveach. The lohuter abosser, maybe the abosser is osser. The chen yotza dama, the mehai pnima, the leil, nomi nafka, the mitzel, afadam b'yitzia. That we learn also, if the dam goes out, it's also possible. It's possible, you can't be zolik. If you can't be zolik, the abosser is possible. But it's not possible be'etzim, it's possible because of the dam. The kaimel on the lawn, the chol honey b'sreifa, the chol hagemara, anu motzim, the chol psulei kodshim, yetzu l'veis ha'sreifa. We find all psulim have to be burned. Menol and Mikro, where do we know they have to be burnt? Again, we're not discussing now if they have to be burnt right away or they need Ibur Tzura, just the fact they have to be burnt at some point. How do we know that?